Hey everybody, welcome back to Lay of the Land with my guest Janet tonight, talking about a life in a small village that she grew up in. But like a lot of young people for many, many years, at some point in time, she spread her wings and wanted to see what was on the other side of the river. And so she went away for a while and checked out other places. So how did these new places contrast to your hometown, Janet?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind, coming into the role that you play, and I have such respect for you with Lay of the Land and Grassroots Network, is there's a lot less agriculture around the area. The growth of businesses that are somewhat franchise. We don't have any big box. We don't have Best Buy and Walmart and that kind of thing. But, there are more franchise businesses there, like Pizza Hut and that kind of thing, Subway. Traffic. That two-lane highway that I talked about is not four. It's a much more suburban, even though it's a village. It takes, fewer minutes at this time with those road improvements to get to different destinations that are more populated, and there are better jobs and more jobs. So that is one thing. The other things that I'd want to touch base on are there's no railroad anymore. The bridge across the river that we used to jump off on and track across. Again, kids, don't do that, please. But, that's gone. So it's now rails to trails. And that's part of a program in Wisconsin and across the nation, actually, that I think is extremely important. It really offers a lot more activity. And, there's a lot more parks. We have soccer fields, for days. And young families are now being more attracted to come to the community. So the growth of farmland that were my boundaries, couldn't go across this road because it was farmland and considered dangerous roads at that point. Those are now townhomes and condos and single family homes. And that was probably the biggest wow to me. It's like, wow, has this place grown? Because now the populations I had mentioned earlier, went from, 2,000 people total between the two villages to more than almost 8,000. And, of course, that takes several years, but I think that was the biggest thing, is watching the changes in the small business, the changes in Main Street, fewer bars, more professional businesses there. And that was, living in other places. It was very urban. It was very large city. The cultures were different, very diverse, international. And coming back home, the sense of community and the sense of family, that kind of culture that was cultivated in my youth really took off for me. I saw a huge difference with that.
So the whole issue of relationships of the people, the sense of community would be one of the things that you really noticed as a kind of a key contrast between the communities that you moved to after you left home. Is that what you're saying, Janet?
Yeah, I am saying that. I'm not saying that these other places didn't have a sense of community, because there were fabulous blocks that had restaurants and people, you'd walk there and it was kind of that, almost a village setting, because it was such a neighborhood, but a neighborhood, a little bit of this, and then another kind of neighborhood. So there's a lot of distance, the span of land that's urban and populated. So you get those different cultures that blend. And I think that is pretty... That's probably the biggest contrast to where, when I was young, growing up here, to coming back after several years and living in, let's see, four different states for several years over the course of my time gone, and coming back to a smaller community. At first, I was a little bit in kind of like a culture shock. Thus, just like I was when I moved. I remember being in an elevator in one of the locations I lived, and it was very pop, you know, people just kind of piled in there. Someone stepped on my foot, and I expected them to say sorry, and they didn't. I remember another place where I told them that I was from Wisconsin, and they said, well, how many cows do you own? And I asked them, like, oh, I don't own any. Should I? But so that was the kind of the perception that was proposed to me, and I found with moving elsewhere, being from Wisconsin, everybody thought we were farmers or cheeseheads and stuff like that. So at first I was a little offended, and then I found humor in it. I was like, wait, I'm proud to be from where I am. And the more I told them about my area growing up and just the beauty of it, Wisconsin's so beautiful. And when you move away, sometimes you forget about how beautiful it is. We've got a beautiful river. We've got this rails to trails. We've got new school that's building up. We've got an enhanced police department, enhanced fire services, and more options on not only rentals, but building. So the real estate values are they're increased due to its location. Here's some trivia, okay? These are some of the trivia clues, you guys. The distance between our village and more heavily populated communities has shrunk exponentially.
Maybe, one other area that has really exemplary in your village is your medical facilities. You have exemplary medical facilities also, which from time to time I've had opportunity to experience, so that's how I know that. Class A medical services. So I want to also at this time introduce the phone number to our audience. So if you'd like to call in starting in the next segment, the number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So please give us a call if you got questions about the subject of place, particularly tonight as we're talking about village. Many of you out there, I'm sure, have grown up in villages. So we're going to go away for a few minutes, and we'll be right back to Lay of the Land. Thank you.